At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, my dear fellow travelers. Welcome to my channel. I hope you're having some patience, or at least gathering some patience and sort of a slowness in understanding all of these podcasts, which I have used AI as the tools and the means to package it, since it's a good correlating machine. It's like a very, think of it as you're sitting in a classroom with a very drab teacher who has a flat voice and is going on and on about something, discussing the principles. You don't expect a teacher in the classroom to be a drama queen like, you know, many of the podcasters come with their tics and things on the screen. I would rather avoid that, because in essence, and the way I understand it now, all imagery is basically Rahu, and we live in a world of Rahu, right? Everybody is so intent on capturing their imagery. Anything that is worth knowing goes beyond 3D, and it is more of an internal process rather than imagery. Okay, just understand this. Right, before we begin, some notes of mine, I shall put it here. I'm starting this new series where I put the AI podcast, of course, but after some introductory notes on each one. Now, among the many comments that I have received on this channel from different visitors, is they keep telling me their nakshatra pada. My Mars is in Scorpio, my moon is in Anuradha, whatever, right? They give me a dozen combinations in their chart, and with the pada also, since so much of Vedic astrology is out there now, it leads to more confusion, it leads to more misunderstanding than understanding itself. And this is the reason why I encourage each one of you visiting to go through the podcasts, even though they are that flat, voiceless, well, lifeless voice of AI, because it simply made it easier for me to package it that way. Imagine if I would have been talking about all of that in my voice. I would have lost my voice box by now. But AI, the advantage is it can package it neatly, provided we have the proper prompts and proper notes and everything else. Okay. I have captured all of this, by the way, from the 2 Vedic Astrology certification courses that I stuck my head into. Okay. So in this series, what am I going to cover? Well, I'm going to cover the secrets of the Nakshatra Pada. The Nakshatras are extensively covered in this playlist if you want to go through that. Probably the most extensive one on the YouTube world there is. I haven't seen anybody make to this extent. Just my mind works like that, I guess. So, secrets of the Nakshatra Pada. Every Nakshatra, as you might be knowing, has 4 steps. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha are the 4 steps of each Nakshatra, each one of the 27 I shall cover in going forward. In this playlist itself, hopefully this will be the final step in my nakshatra delving. The reason being, there's quite a lot covered in many ways, even in empaths and narcissists, the psychodynamic of nakshatras, the Rahu and Ketu. I've covered a lot of ground here. It would take 10 books to write this stuff. So Nakshatra Pada, how does this work? I'll give you some introduction here in this voice notes. And then in the beginning of each one of the nakshatras I shall tell you how it works and how you can uncover some basic stuff going forward. As you can see there on the screen, there is a D1 chart on the left side with houses 1 to 12 shown there. These are not signs, these are houses. And on the right side, I've shown the same chart as D9 or Navamsha chart. This is just to explain the sort of principles for you to kickstart. Now, what's the basis of this study going forward for each one of these nakshatras? And it is critical for you to understand this very, very clearly, all right? The D9 or the ninth divisional chart in Vedic astrology or the Navamsha chart shows your internal self, internal drive, who you are on the inside. And the D1 or the natal chart shows your physical external reality. Now, this is one of the reasons I've asked and shown you in the previous ones that any remedy, so-called remedy you want to do in the astrological circles, you do on the natal chart, not on the divisional charts. Any divisional chart, it is always on the natal chart because it has to do with the physical reality itself. So nakshatra pada we shall analyze as a planet, any one of the nine planets or the ascendant, right? So it makes total of 10 considerations. We shall take from the natal chart, and as you will plot it and see in the Navamsha chart, it will have all moved to some other houses, typically. Yes? So how are we analyzing the nakshatrapadas? The internal drive we will take from the Navamsha chart and map it back to the natal chart where it is moving. Which is to say, the internal drive is there inside you. What are you inside? Who are the thing called you, the I, which is trying to accomplish something in the physical external reality? So Navamsha chart and all its placements is trying to accomplish the physical reality. Okay? Understand that. That's why I have indicated it like that. That's the basis of our study. That's the principle underlying all nakshatrapadas. So whatever house in the planet in the Navamsha sits in, it tries to accomplish the house matters of the natal chart. That's number one. Keep this as the basis. Return to this introduction whenever you want to, because it takes a number of trials to sort of get this in your head. Number two, the planet in natal or Navamsha will accomplish the drive as per the planet's significations. This is another important thing to remember. If it is Saturn, it's concerning your work, your career, your work, whatever you do daily. If it's Moon, it's your emotions. It's your motherland, it's your mother. Sun, it's the father, it's your thinking pattern, it's your creativity, it's your kids. Jupiter, it's your knowledge, it's your wisdom. Mars, it may be brothers. It may be your land, it may be your aggressive drive, it may be your logical sense of thinking, and so on and so forth. Number three, check the relationship between the houses. Now this I have already covered in the previous ones, if you want to go through that. The 3-11 dynamic, the 9-5 dynamic, the 4-10 dynamic, the 2-12 dynamic, and so on. I have covered this, you can browse through that. What's the relationship between different signs and houses? That has to be checked. Now here we are doing that with respect to where it's placed in the Navamsha and where it's the same thing lands in your birth chart, in your natal chart. Number four, check the nakshatra pada rules and remedies for results of how this could play out. That's what I'll cover in this. Every nakshatra pada will be covered. Right, we are taking here now example one. Okay, now I have highlighted in yellow on the D1 chart the planet sitting in the natal chart, and it has moved, let's say, to the fifth house from the 11th house. It has moved to the fifth house in the Navamsha chart. So, whatever this planet has moved and its significations, it is trying to accomplish into the 11th chart. That's why I have indicated the arrow in reverse, which is to say, in this particular example, this planet, whatever is sitting in 11th house in the natal chart, is tries to accomplish having friends, influence, social networking, elder siblings, gains and income, which is the matters of the 11th house. All the things that 11th house stands for, it stands for many things, as we have already covered. from using their creativity, intelligence and romance and love interest, because that's where this planet is in the Navamsha. So the internally the person has lots of creativity in that area. If it is Saturn, it's at work. Intelligence, romance, love interest, speculations, all the fifth house matters, children, right? The Purva Punya Bhava, so to speak, your previous life karmas. That's your internal self though, and where you are trying to apply that. This is who you are on the inside, and this is what your soul is trying to accomplish by putting these aspects into this house. Now, planet significations again apply here. Planet significations, the color that the zodiac sign itself implies, if it is Aries here, for example, in the 11th house, it will do so by initiating stuff. If it is, let's say, something else here, some other, if it is Taurus here going into Aries or something, then it becomes a different dynamic. Then you're using the resources to influence or initiate new ventures. You can keep going on and on, as you might have guessed. So that's what this leads to. This is example one. Let's take another example here. Once again, we are on the left side, we have shown natal chart, right side has shown Navamsha chart. Let us say there are planets or a set of planets conjunction in 8th house in your natal chart, and those have sort of moved, or the single planet has moved into the 10th house in your Navamsha chart. 10th house in your Navamsha chart indicates what you would like to accomplish in terms of your career. This is your internal self. What your internal desire is with respect to the 10th house or career or outer world. And that it is trying to achieve, follow that yellow arrow through the matters of the 8th house. How can this translate? This planet or a group of them tries to use their career, fame and success and professional life, matters of the 10th house, as a means to create transformations in their life, because 8th house is transformations, as a means to uncover hidden knowledge, gain the wealth of others. 8th house is the wealth of others. Well, inheritance, your in-laws, right? Because it's 7th house, this is the wealth of the spouse or in-laws. All those kinds of 8th house matters. You can go through the other ones if you want to discover more of matters of the 8th house. It's already covered. So this is the way you interpret it. Whatever your inside stuff and how you are trying to accomplish, or where exactly you are implementing that in your physical reality, that's the way you implement this. Last example here. In this one, there are some planets or some planets sitting in the 6th house in your natal chart, and that has sort of moved into the ascendant in Navamsha. What could this mean? Apply the same principles. Navamsha is your internal drive, and it is trying to accomplish something in the physical reality, which is indicated in the natal chart. Because natal chart is how your life appears in 3D, in external reality. This planet tries to use its internal personality, its charisma, its whole body actually. Personality, character, body, matters of the first house. Remember, it's matters of the first house to address daily routines, work, working against known enemies, loans, debts, disease, all the prarabdha karma. So to speak, what you owe to the public, whatever you borrowed or did in the last life, 6th house is known as prarabdha karma. So you are trying to use your entire personality itself in matters of solving your prarabdha karma. So whoever comes here in the 6th house matters, let's say it's Mercury, just giving you a random example. Let's say Mercury is coming here, it's gone there to the 1st house in D9. From 6th house in natal to the 1st house in D9. What could this mean? Among other things, this could mean you have some karma with your maternal aunts and uncles. Why do I say that? Well, it is third from the fourth house. Fourth house is the mother. Third from fourth house is sixth house, which means this is the house of the siblings of your mother. So maternal uncle and aunt might be your cause for grief in life, right? Or it might also mean siblings. Mercury is also siblings, friends, neighbors. Maybe you are getting very triggered by them. So that Mercury has now gone to first house in Navamsha, meaning you are using your intellect. First house is your intellect, your intelligence, to solve the matters of the sixth house. That's the way you interpret this. You have to apply every signification. You have to include the zodiac sign, you have to include the placement, you have to include the karaka of the planet. Means what is the planet responsible for? I've covered this extensively in other podcasts, although it's not necessarily in my voice like this. Bear with it, have some patience, okay? And then you learn more. Now let's get into the nakshatra itself, and each one of these nakshatras I shall cover in all four padas, apply all the planets, all the significations. And now let's get into the AI part. Let's see what AI has to say this. Remember, I have packaged the AI, I have told it what to do, and it does it. It's more like a dutiful slave. It does not understand Vedic astrology or any stuff like that. It's a correlating machine, so I've correlated it, examined the draft, and then I have put it forward for you to see and understand. So let's see what AI has to say and the details thereof.
Podcast segment title, Decoding the Nakshatrapada Rules. Subtitle, Your Inner Blueprint to Karma. Introduction, Why the Pada Matters More Than You Think. Welcome to today's deep dive on Nakshatrapada Rules. If nakshatras are the constellational backdrop of your karma, then the pada is your soul's seat within that constellation. Each pada, spanning just 3-gree-20, tells us not only what area of life is impacted, but how you instinctively express that karmic thread in your internal world, Navamsha, and your outer world, Rashi chart. Think of it as the fine print of your destiny contract. Core Rule 1, Dual Reality, Natal versus Navamsha. Let's begin with the foundation. Your Rashi natal chart maps the external physical reality, what you do, experience, and manifest in life. Your Navamsha chart, on the other hand, reveals the internalized psychological reality, what you feel, strive for internally, and how you perceive your journey. When analyzing a planet in a specific nakshatrapada, don't jump to interpretation. Instead, trace the link between its house and sign in the natal chart to where it sits in the Navamsha. This builds the storyline between what you are experiencing and why you are experiencing it the way you are. Core Rule 2, Purpose versus Process, what the planet tries to fulfill. The planet in the Navamsha is trying to fulfill the house and sign agenda of its placement in the natal chart. Example, Mars in Navamsha Cancer, emotionally driven action, placed in the natal third house. Aries, siblings, courage, communication. You may be expressing fierce emotional energy in daily communication due to deep sibling karma. Overlay this with the planet's Karaka significator. Sun, father, authority, confidence. Moon, mother, emotions. Mind, Mercury, communication, business, intellect. Venus, relationships, wealth. Mars, courage, siblings, action. Jupiter, wisdom, children, guidance. Saturn, karma, career, discipline. Your inner struggle or drive stems from what the planet signifies, what house it activates, and what pada it sits in. Core Rule 3, style of expression, sign shift from natal to Navamsha. This is where your podcast listeners will really resonate. When the same planet changes signs between Rashi and Navamsha, say from Gemini to Scorpio, you're seeing a change in style, tone, and expression of that planet's energy. Natal Gemini, verbal, curious, fluid. Navamsha Scorpio, secretive, intense, transformative. It's like smiling outwardly while emotionally simmering underneath. A contradiction? No, it's the dual nature of karma playing out. This sign shift reflects how different the inner world is from the outer performance. Core Rule 4, only then you read the pada meaning. Many jump into nakshatrapada interpretations like they're fortune cookies. But the nakshatrapada only delivers full insight after. 1. You've tracked the planet's house and sign in both natal and Navamsha. 2. Understood its Karaka agenda. 3. Identified if the sign shifts, bringing out a different internal voice. Only now can you decode the flavor of that pada. For example, Bharani Pada 3, Libra Navamsha, You might see external entrepreneurial success, but behind it is emotional strain in relationships, neglect of spouse, imbalance in employees' lives, or misuse of charm. Why? Because Bharani energy hoards, and Libra Navamsha craves balance, but it often sacrifices people for ambition. Summing up, a checklist before you use Pada meanings. Before jumping into any Nakshatrapada's mythos, tick these off. Where is the planet in the natal chart? House and sign. Where is it in the Navamsha? House and sign again. Is the sign the same or changed? If changed, what is the contrast? What is the planet's Karaka role? Are any oppositions or 12th house relationships activated? Only then, read the Pada interpretation for karmic flavor. From closing thought. The Nakshatrapada is not just a predictive tool. It is a spiritual compass. By moving from Rashi experience to Navamsha essence, and finally to Pada, karma, you understand not just what is happening, but why your soul chose this way to go through it. Stay tuned as we explore real-life examples of planetary placements through this lens in the next episode. Don't just chart your stars, read between the degrees. Podcast segment title, When Your Ascendant Changes from Natal to Navamsha. Subtitle, Shifting Lenses, How Your Outer Life Transforms Through the Inner Self. Introduction, The Shape-Shifting Soul of the Ascendant. In Vedic astrology, your ascendant, Lagna, in the natal chart is the stage your life plays out on. It governs your physical body, identity, and the lens through which you interact with the external world. But here's where it gets fascinating. When you move to the Navamsha chart, the ascendant can change. This isn't just a technical twist, it's a psychological transformation. The change of ascendant in the Navamsha is like switching your internal operating system while your external hardware remains the same. It reflects how your inner nature reinterprets your worldly karma. Core concept, the switch in Lagna changes everything. When your Navamsha ascendant differs from your Rashi natal ascendant, every house and sign placement shifts accordingly. That means the planets remain in the same signs in the Navamsha, but the houses they fall in change. Each house now has a new sign, and therefore a new dispositor, ruler. Your psychological priorities shift. The way you process relationships, wealth, career, emotions, and even karma takes on a new meaning. Step by step, what to analyze when ascendant changes? Let's break this down using the four rule model we established earlier for Nakshatrapadas, now adapted for the ascendant shift. 1. Natal ascendant tells you what you're here to experience. 2. Navamsha ascendant tells you how you're internally wired to process it. 3. Check house overlays. See how the same planet shifts house responsibilities from outer to inner realms. 4. Cross-compare sign nature. The flavor of each house changes. Compare the element, ruling planet, and mode, cardinal fixed dual, between natal and Navamsha. Example 1. Natal Aries ascendant, Navamsha Cancer ascendant. Natal Aries, outer personality is direct, action-oriented, impulsive, driven by Mars. Navamsha Cancer, inner personality is emotional, security-seeking, introspective, ruled by the moon. What changes? Key house sign overlays. Natal Taurus, grounded, focused on food, values, and accumulation. Navamsha, Leo, expression and pride drive wealth and speech. Natal, Gemini, communicative, curious, adventurous. Navamsha, Virgo, analytical, precise, duty-bound in expression. 7th house, natal, Libra, values balance and harmony in partnerships. Capricorn, relationships feel heavy, duty-oriented and karmic. 10th house, Capricorn, externally ambitious, goal-driven. Navamsha, Aries, inwardly wants to take bold steps, self-starting, needs autonomy in career. Interpretation, you appear bold and enterprising, Aries Lagna. But inwardly, you operate from emotional instincts, Cancer Navamsha. Career feels like a battlefield on the outside, 10th house Capricorn, but your inner drive is to pioneer and lead with emotional intelligence, 10th from Navamsha being Aries. Example 2, natal Virgo ascendant, Navamsha Sagittarius ascendant. Natal Virgo, analytical, cautious, and service-driven, prioritizes logic and detail. Navamsha Sagittalistic, philosophical, adventurous. Guided by faith and vision, house by house shift. Second house, Natalbra values beauty, balance, diplomacy, and speech. Navamsha, Capricorn, speaks cautiously, values discipline and control. Fourth house, natal Sagittarius, home life has spiritual or educational flavor. Navamsha, Pisces, internally seeks emotional release, transcendence at home. Seventh house, natal Pisces seeks dreamy, emotionally sensitive partners. Navamsha, Gemini, looks for witty, communicative, mentally engaging partners. 10. Natal, Gemini, outwardly career is in communication, media, education. Virgo, inwardly obsessed with precision, routine, and perfection in profession. Interpretation. While you may seem like a detail-oriented problem solver, Virgo Lagna, internally you strive for meaning and higher wisdom, Sagittarius Navamsha. Work is methodical outside, but inside you're questioning its philosophical or spiritual worth. You externally attract dreamy or vague partnerships, Pisces 7th, but inwardly you're mentally restless and crave stimulating exchanges, Gemini 7th. Meaning themes for common ascendant changes. Below are a few more shifts and their psychological meanings. Aries, Cancer. External, action taker, risk taker. Internal, emotionally reactive, seek safety and mothering. Taurus, Leo. External, stable, comfort loving. Internal, seeks validation, proud of creativity and status. Gemini, Virgo, external, talkative, playful. Internal, service-driven, critical of self and others. Cancer, Libra, external, sensitive and home-focused. Internal, obsessed with social justice, partnerships, public image. External, regal and expressive. Internal, deeply secretive, emotionally intense, rebirthing constantly. Virgo, Sagittarius, external, detail-focused and shy. Internal, desires expansive vision and truth. Libra, Capricorn external, diplomatic and charming. Internal, karmically bound, discipline focused, emotionally cold. Scorpio, Aquarius. External, intense, transformative. Internal, detached, cerebral, humanitarian. External, bold and teacher-like. Internal, dreamy, mystical, needs alone time to recharge. Capricorn, Aries. External, structured and slow. Internal, fast-moving, fiery, always wants to take the lead. Aquarius, Taurus. External, visionary, tech-forward. Internal, grounded in security. Deeply sensual, Pisces, Gemini. External, spiritual and poetic. Internal, logically playful, cerebral, restless for stimulation. Key reminders when you analyze your chart. A change of ascendant means a change in how all life experiences are internalized. Use the natal chart to understand what happens to you. Use the Navamsha chart to decode why it affects you the way it does. If the planetary dignity remains strong in both charts but the houses shift, it reflects inner conflict or duality. Always interpret nakshatrapada, meaning after adjusting for this shift. Since a planet in the 7th in Rashi might fall in the 9th in D9, completely changing its karmic flavor. Closing thought. Your life story has two narrators. One narrator is your Rashi Lagna, your visible identity, the life you live on the surface. The other is your Navamsha Lagna, the invisible compass of your soul, showing how you internalize your journey. Together, they create the rich tapestry of your karmic evolution. The sign may change, but the story becomes whole only when you read both voices in harmony.